Today is Universal Children's Day. It also marks the first anniversary of the introduction to Ireland of an anti-bullying programme for schools. It's called Kiva, means kind or nice in the Finnish language, and provides training and tools to schools in how to address and prevent bullying. A survey of almost 3,000 children indicates it has had a positive impact on reducing bullying. One of the 18 primary schools it's now in use in is Marymount National School in Ballsgrove in Drogheda in County Louth. Elaine Keogh reports.
It is the end of another busy day in the 297 pupil school. Along with their other subjects, the boys and girls in Marymount National School have Kiva lessons as part of the SPHE programme. School principal Barbara English said the programme helps the children to identify what bullying actually is.
Well, bullying can come in all shapes and forms, from a simple, what the children would call the look, where somebody is giving somebody the look, down to verbal abuse, calling names, pushing, shoving, any type of repeated, unwanted behaviour. And that, to us, was the beauty of the Kiva programme, in the sense that it helped the children to understand the difference between he hit me, which is not necessarily bullying, or this person keeps annoying me and keeps coming after me and I feel uncomfortable and I don't like it. And that, to us, that was a big part of the first year of learning for the children.
Sinead Crilly teaches 4th and 5th class and is part of the Kiva team in the school. She says the programme gives children the tools to be more than a bystander to bullying.
It's very structured. It gives the children language, such as the bystander, which means they don't have to be the person being bullied or doing the bullying. If they see it, they are involved, whether they report it or not. So we're encouraging them to report it, so that if they see bullying, we used to have a slogan, "Bully free starts with me," so that they can make changes across the school, not just if they're the victim or if they're the perpetrator. But I feel that it is having an impact and reducing the kind of incidences.
Vicky Gregory has two children in the school and one who has just moved on to secondary school. She says no parent wants to get a call from school about bullying, and in a digital world, cyberbullying is a particular challenge.
It all advances so quickly, so you're just getting the hang of one thing and it's totally changed. But it's, if you can, again, it comes back to when kids are young, if you can instill in them that any kind of bullying is wrong, but how specifically cyberbullying can be done so easily and can affect people in a way you don't see, because you're looking at a screen. So you need to get children, even from a very young age, to understand this. And devices are being handed to children, and I'm guilty of it myself, from a much younger age as well now. It's the norm for them.
Principal Barbara English says cyberbullying is addressed in the Kiva programme.
The Kiva programme has a big element of cyberbullying, particularly in the unit for the senior children. But I think we feel at this stage, looking at our statistics, we need to take it back towards the younger children and get in there early and educate them as to how dangerous even one wrong remark can be in terms of bullying.
Hugh Dugan is the programme manager for the Genesis programme. It is a consortium of early learning and care centres, schools, community and statutory groups who are working to improve the future for children in areas of disadvantage. The Genesis programme has the licence for Kiva in Ireland, and Hugh Dugan said 1 year on from its introduction, a survey of almost 3,000 primary school children has found it is having an impact.
In 2018, the number of students who had been bullied two or three times a month or more was actually at 24%. And that was, you know, that was a figure that startled a lot of people, that effectively equated to one in four students. But a lot of bullying is hidden. It's out of sight, you know, it's in the corner of the schoolyard where there's nobody on duty or whatever. But that figure has come down. So it's gone from 24% in 2018 to just 18% now. So that's a significant decrease. And if you flip it over then, the students who've been bullied other people two or three times a month or more was stood at 9% in 2018. That's now at 5%. So it's working that less students are being bullied, there's less students bullying others. So that's key.
And what of the children themselves? I spoke to some fifth class girls about their Kiva posters and how Kiva makes them feel.
I think we feel safe and happy and that we respect each other more.
I think it has made a difference because, like, if someone gets bullied in our yard and we've learned about Kiva, we'll know how to solve the problem.
It makes me feel happy and safe because we do loads of lessons and we treat each other with respect and everyone has fun together and we all play together in the yard.
I didn't think there was any bullying in our school, not that I've heard of anyway, but it definitely like helped people not to even like try bully someone, so like they know how to deal with something if it does happen.
Some of the pupils in fifth class in Marymount National School in Drogheda, ending that report from Elaine Keogh. Liveline here on RT Radio 1 in recent weeks has received several calls from victims of bullying over the years who shared their stories. One caller, Gerard, was a victim of bullying and abuse in school. He then became a bully, and 46 years later, he went to see his victim and apologised.
We're two old men now, not two 12-year-olds, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, I'm here for a reason, and as if he knew what the reason was, I said to him, look, I just want to apologise for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And within seconds of me saying so, he says, no, he says, you're all right. He said, and it was as if he knew that I was always going to appear. What happened, he said,
yeah.
I accept your apology. And was more than polite to me.
That's nice. That's
more
good.
Than
it's
polite.
That's good.
And within minutes, he tried to change the conversation to how his life, how mm-hmm. telling me about his family, everything, you know, just to put me off, because he could see the stress that I was under, or the anxiety, I suppose you'd call it.
Okay.
We spoke for maybe half an hour, 40 minutes, about everything. A lot of things in those few minutes, I won't ever forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And I shook hands with him and drove away with a big burden off my back.
That's Gerard speaking to Joe Duffy on RTE's Liveline. Let's speak to James O'Higgins Norman. He's UNESCO Chair on Tackling Bullying in Schools and Cyberspace. He's also the Director of the Anti-Bullying Research and Resource Centre at DCU. Professor O'Higgins Norman, thank you very much for taking our call this morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Since 2013, all schools in Ireland are required to find an anti-bullying programme that works for their school. How are they getting on?
Yes, so the government introduced a national action plan in 2013 which required schools to identify a anti-bullying program and then adapt it for local use in their own school. We undertook research at DCU with all of the schools, primary and post-primary, and we found that about half of them are doing really well. They have their policy in place and they've identified a program and they're implementing it, whereas the other half of the schools are struggling. They tell us it's because they don't have time, they don't have resources, they don't have the expertise to investigate and to identify a program that would work in their school.
Yes, the experience of many parents who try to get their child's school to stop bullying is that if there is a policy, it's often a box-ticking exercise. And for many children, it's a case of maybe a once-a-year awareness campaign. Is that widespread in your view?
Yes, it is. There are two types of school when it comes to bullying. There are those that, as you described there, tick a box, maybe once a year have an anti-bullying week in the school, which tries to promote awareness of friendship and kindness and empathy. And then kind of everything is forgotten about them for another 12 months once that week is over. We're really excited then when we come across schools that actually embed anti-bullying work and prevention into the daily life of the school. They take a whole school approach, which starts with the leader in the school, the principal, who prioritizes the issue, and then because he or she prioritizes the issue, it becomes a priority for the whole school community. So the whole school approach is something that happens all year round, and I suppose there's a difference between bullying prevention and bullying intervention. And if we do enough of the bullying prevention, then there should be less of a need to do the intervention when it does occur.
And as we're hearing on Liveline in recent weeks, the effects of being bullied at a young age often have lifelong impacts.
Yes, it has an impact on everybody who's involved. Obviously, our biggest concern and our most immediate concern is always for the person who's the victim or the target of the bullying behaviour. It can cause them to have terrible self-esteem issues, you know, feel alienated from the school, feel fearful about friendships. It can, long-term, it can contribute to depression and even suicidal ideation. But the bully who's actually part of the process as well is also damaged by being a bully. Often they are acting out of some trauma or anger or aggression that they've experienced in their own life. And then those who witness the bullying, we have research coming out now that shows that those people actually carry a burden of guilt for not intervening, and that can stay with them for many, many years afterwards.
James O'Higgins-Norman, thank you very much for speaking to us on the programme today. We'll have Business and Weather next.